Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
According to Barry Levinson, founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum, in the wee hours of October the 28th, 1986, after his favourite baseball team had just lost the World Series, Barry was wandering an all-night supermarket looking for the meaning of life. As he passed the mustards, he heard a voice. "If you collect us, they will come." He did, and they have. Barry, how are you today?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's a very precise memory of October the 28th, 86. This is when the mustards first talked to you. You remember that very precisely, that moment.
Oh, I do. I do. As if it were yesterday. Of course, now 6,100 more mustards later, I look back at it and say, well, that was okay that they lost. So, you know, it was for a good purpose.
Was it a gradual thing? The mustards kind of spoke to you that night, and then within a few years, you were quitting your job. Was it like an hourglass being upturned? One minute it was that you were the assistant attorney general in the state of Wisconsin, and the next minute it was all mustard in your life?
Well, it was a gradual thing because that was 1986. I actually left the attorney general's office in 1991. Because I figured I needed another sign, and I did. I got one about 6 months later because I was arguing a case at the United States Supreme Court, and I did it with a jar of mustard in my pocket. And, of course, and I won the case, even though it was an improbable win. I figured, well, there's another sign. So I plotted and I planned, and sure enough, I decided that I didn't want to look back on my life and say, well, what would have happened if I had opened my collection, which at the time was maybe just a couple hundred. But I didn't want to look back. So I did it. I just took the leap. And now we're located in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is not far. It's about 2.5 hours from Chicago. And we have the world's largest collection of mustards and mustard memorabilia. We have over 6,100 different mustards, and we are getting ready for the 25th annual Worldwide Mustard Competition, where mustards from all over the world have been sent and we'll be judging them in 17 different categories. So wow. We're very excited about that. We've been doing this now for 25 years,
wow.
And we have mustards literally from all over the world. We've got them from Japan, from Romania, from Norway, Sweden. I'm not sure if the Irish mustards have arrived.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a company here in the U.S., that does import, bring in some mustards, and I'll have to make sure that they have they've sent them in, because as soon as we're done talking today, I'm going to call them and say that you specifically said,
yes,
get those mustards here.
I have to ask you, and I've never asked anyone this question before, I can safely say, what is the attraction of mustard?
Well, I think mustard goes back centuries, and it's really one of the three most popular condiments in the world. On top of, with salt and pepper, mustard is something that's simple, and yet, and we take it for granted, but there's so much to mustard. I mean, there's the French Dijon mustard, there's strong English mustard, there's good grainy Irish mustard, there's American yellow mustard, there's herb mustards and pepper mustards and honey mustards and mustards with truffles. There's so much, and it's healthy. That's the other thing about mustard. It's a very healthy condiment. It makes everything else taste better. And I guess the fact that we take it for granted, well, some of us take it for granted. I don't.
That's the attraction that's kind of perplexing me slightly. What is it about mustard in particular that spoke to you so strongly? Why mustard of all the other things on earth?
Well, I just happened to be walking down the condiment aisle when I heard that voice. And it's something that I've always enjoyed, mustard. I put it on hot dogs and sausages, and I've always liked it, but I was never obsessed with it. And it just so happens it was one of those kind of accidents of fate, I guess. And I didn't realize that there really weren't other people around who collected jars of mustard.
Right.
And we now have them from about 90 different countries, and people are fascinated, I think, by it, because people can come to the museum. Admission is free. And, we certainly hope that when your listeners come to the States, that they will come and see it. there's a lot of fun involved in mustard as well. So maybe it's something that, just seems so silly for many people, and maybe that's just the attraction of it.
Right.
So,
what kind of stuff do you have in the museum?
Well, there's artwork. You know, there's paintings. We have hundreds and hundreds of old mustard pots, old mustard tins, old mustard advertisements. So there's a lot that goes with mustard. You know, it's been around for so long, so it's had some time to develop its own culture.
Right.
And there are people who are absolutely crazy about mustard, you know, and yet there are also people that say, oh, I don't think I like mustard. So when they come to the museum, where we have all kinds of tastes available for people, and they decide, oh, I never knew mustard could taste like this. I think maybe I'll like it.
Right.
So, and of course, it's very useful in cooking.
Yeah.
There are many dishes that really require mustard and are so much better with mustard. So we, you know, we kind of educate people as well, but we have fun with them.
Right. I've never thought about it before. I've taken it for granted, I have to admit.
Of course. Yeah, most people do. And yet, you know, there is something. I submit that if there were no mustard today and someone invented this condiment that used the mustard seed and it's mustard as we know it, that whoever did that would just become an instant celebrity. It would be like the greatest discovery ever to come up with this. But fortunately, we've got it.
One of our listeners is asking, is mustard poisonous if you were to eat a large amount of it?
Well, I think even water can be poisonous if you eat too much, if you drink too much of it. I don't think it'd be poisonous. I think it might induce vomiting, you know, if you had too much of it. You know, if you had, you know, like a whole liter of mustard, I can't imagine doing that.
Yes.
I mean, I do eat mustard probably every single day. I've already had mustard today. I had it with breakfast with some sausage.
Beautiful.
But it's not, it's pretty, I would say, harmless.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Do you have one that stands out above all others?
Oh, my gosh. It's whatever one I happen to be eating at the time. But I love good French strong Dijon mustards. And I do like grainy mustards as well that have good texture. And I like mustards that have some bite to it, some good strong mustard. Mustard maybe with horseradish in it. You know, I do like some good strong honey mustards that have a bite as well. So there's so many different mustards out there. Pepper, you know, mustards with peppers. Mustards with truffles.
I like the sound of the mustard with truffle. That sounds great.
It is wonderful. It was actually a truffle mustard that won the Grand Champion Award about 5 years ago. Walnut mustard from France is wonderful as well. That's another winner from the Worldwide Mustard Competition. So many different mustards. You know, around here we say, you know, so many mustards and so few hot dogs.
Well, I am slightly intrigued for that. You go the Irish. Are we known for our mustards?
There's some very fine mustards from Ireland. I remember I was in Ireland in 1978. I remember I spent 3 weeks there, and even though that was before I was collecting mustards, I remember having some very, very good mustards with sausages there.
Right.
So I do remember that. You know, and I remember. I think I tried to have some mustards with oysters. I was at the Galway Oyster Festival. That was in 1978, and I stumbled into a pub.
Yeah.
And I remember asking for Chablis to have with it, and the barkeep said, no, you're going to have Guinness.
Absolutely.
Or you get no oysters. So I said, well, can I have some mustard with it? I said, sure.
All right. Yeah, Coleman's was the one for a long time. I think that they had us kind of an English mustard was the one, very strong.
Well,
yellow.
Of course, is very famous. That goes back to the early 1800s. We actually have a display, an exhibit of mustard, of Coleman's memorabilia. Very famous, of course. That good, strong English mustard.
Yeah, it's good.
Is something that people around the world have grown to love.
It made a ham sandwich, it has to be said. A ham sandwich without it was a very disappointing experience.
Oh, I think, you know, a ham sandwich without mustard, it's like playing tennis without a tennis racket. It just makes no sense.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Barry, hopefully some of our listeners will make it over to you and get to
visit.
Right,
I hope they do. And mustardmuseum.com, if people want to find out more about us.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Barry. Lovely talking to you today.
And thank you. Hasta la mustard.
Yes, exactly.